Nasiku, I don't even know where to start.
It's okay, Nkiru. Just take a deep breath and tell me what has upset you this much.
You know how deeply I respect my culture. For me, culture is the glue that holds us together.
I know, Nkiru. So, what happened?
Yesterday, while at the national drama competition, some learners from another school were just disrespectful. They made jokes about my culture, something I did not take lightly.
Ah, that must have been hard for you, Nkiru. What exactly happened?
Well, we were in the dressing room when a group of learners started laughing and making fun of the way I was dressed. They said it was old-fashioned.
I know how much your culture means to you. That must have been frustrating.
Yes, it was. To add insult to injury, they said that my people are stuck in the past for still holding on to our traditions.
I cannot even imagine how hurtful that was. It is one thing not to understand someone's culture, but it is another thing to mock it. You did not deserve that.
My culture is a part of who I am, and it is not something to be made fun of.
It must have been so upsetting to feel like your culture was being belittled. They did not even take the time to understand it. I am sorry you had to go through that.
Thank you for listening, Nasiku. I know I should not have let it get to me, but it really pierced my heart.
It is okay to be upset, Nkiru, but you should not have to let their ignorance affect how you feel about who you are. Maybe next time you can help them understand a bit about your traditions.
You are right. I should not let their ignorance define how I feel about my culture. Talking to you has helped. Thanks for listening, Nasiku.
You are welcome, Kiru. You have a beautiful culture to be proud of. Do not let anyone take that away from you.